Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are starting the fifth parak of Maseches Pesachim with parak Hey Mishnah Aleph and parak Hey Mishnah Beis. The next five prakim of Maseches Pesachim are going to be specifically discussing and describing the process and the various halachos related to the Karban Pesach, the Pesach sacrifice that was brought on Erev Pesach. Mixed in within these Mishnayos are going to be many halachas pertaining to regular karbanos, regular sacrifices that would be brought, but again, it's all going to be within this context of the Karban Pesach. The Mishnah here in Parakei, Mishnah Aleph, is going to begin by discussing the halachas of the Karban Pesach, and specifically within the context of the karbanos that it was brought with each and every day. Every day, there are two karbanos, public karbanos that were brought, known as the Karban Tamid. A Karban Tamid was brought in the morning, the Karban Tamid Shel Shacharis, and the Karban Tamid was brought in the afternoon, and that is known as the Karban Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim. Generally speaking, the halacha was that all karbanos had to be brought between the two Karban Tamids. No karban could be brought before the morning Karban Tamid, and no offering could be brought after the afternoon Karban Tamid. An exception to this, however, was the Karban Pesach, which was brought on Erev Pesach after the Karban Tamid Shel Ben Harabayim, after the afternoon Karban Tamid. Because of this, the Karban Tamid Shel Ben Harabayim had to be brought earlier than usual in order to allow time for the Karban Pesach to be brought. The Mishnah is going to teach us when the Karban Tamid was brought every single day and when it was brought on Erev Pesach. Says the Mishnah, Tamid Nishcha Bishmona Umechta, V'Kariv B'Teisha Umechta. Generally speaking, on a regular day, the Karban Tamid Shel Bein HaRabayim, the afternoon Karban Tamid, was shechted at 8.5 hours into the day after sunrise, and it was burnt on the Mizbeach 9.5 hours into the day. However, Ba'arvei Pesachim on Erev Pesach, Nishchat b'sheva u'mechta v'kari v'shmona u'mechta. An hour earlier, it was shechted at 7.5 hours into the day, and it was burnt on the mizbeach, on the altar, 8.5 hours into the day. It says the Mishnah, bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos, this was true, whether it was a weekday, whether it was on Shabbos. At the end of the day, although less time was needed on Shabbos because there were no private karbanos that were brought on Shabbos, nonetheless, the weekday schedule of when the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar and the Karban Tamid Shel Bein Harayim were brought remained true, whether it was during the week or whether it was Shabbos. However, After the Karban Pesach was brought in the Beis HaMikdash, the process was that its meat was then brought to the place in Yerushalayim where it would be eaten and it was roasted. Therefore, when Erev Pesach fell on Erev Shabbos, it had to be roasted before Shabbos. So to allow time to roast it before Shabbos began, it was shechted even earlier than usual. Says the Mishnah, Chol Erev Pesach Lios be'Erev Shabbos. When Erev Pesach fell out on Friday, Nishchat b'sheish u'mechtza v'kari b'sheva u'mechtza. Everything was even an hour earlier, 2 hours before regular and 1 hour before the typical Karban Pesach was brought. The Karban Tamid was shechted at 6.5 hours into the day. It was brought on the Mizbeach at 7.5 hours into the day. The HaPesach Acharav, and in all cases, in all situations, the Karban Pesach was brought after the Karban Tamid Shel Bein HaRabayim. Now, as we begin Perek Hey Mishnah Beis, a little bit of introduction in terms of the various parts of a regular Karban process before we bring it on the Mizbeach. The main part of sacrificing a carbon on the Mizbeach was the service of the dam. The dam was a very important part. Collecting the animal's blood and throwing it on the wall of the Mizbeach was a very critical part of this process of bringing a carbon. Now, there were four parts of this process of bringing the blood relating to the carbon. Number one was shechting the animal. You got to shech the animal, obviously, in order to get its blood. Number two is you have to do what's called kabbalah, receiving, accepting its blood in some sort of a kli, in some sort of a vessel in the Beis HaMikdash. Number two was bringing the blood to the Mizbeach. That's referred to as holacha. And number four is what we refer to as zrika, throwing it or sprinkling it on the wall of the Mizbeach. These parts parts of the process must be done l'shem the karban, must be done for the sake of the correct karban that is being brought. If the kohen should have in mind to do them for a different karban, for example, if it's a karban olah, and he has in mind a karban shlamim, or vice versa, whatever the case may be, the quality of the karban is affected, then it becomes problematic, and there are halachas that we're not going to get into at this particular time. The Mishnah teaches the halacha for a karban pesach whose blood was performed, and this whole avoda of the blood was performed for the sake of a different karban. Says the Mishnah, HaPesach Sheshchato Shelo Lishmo, a karban pesach that a person shechted not for its own sake, but the intention that it be different. He had in mind the karban shlamim, or whatever the case may have been. V'kibel v'hilech v'zarach shalishmo, or if he received the blood in a kli in a vessel, he brought the blood to the mizbech, or he threw it on the mizbech, not for the appropriate karban in mind. He didn't have the karban pesach in mind; rather, he had a different karban in mind. Oh, lishmo v'shelo lishmo, or if he began one of these processes for its own kavana, having the proper kavana in mind, and he continued the same avoda with the wrong kavana. Oh, shelo lishmo v'lishmo, or he did the reverse. He began one of these avodos not having the proper kavana, and then he continued having the proper kavana that is being brought for the karban pesach. Says the Mishnah Pasul in all of these cases, whether he performed one avoda or even just part of one avoda for the sake of another karban, the Karban Pesach is pasul. The Karban Pesach is invalid. Even if he did the rest of the service, the rest of the avoda with the proper kavana, if any one small piece was affected negatively at the wrong kavana, the entire karban becomes invalid. Now, what does this mean? Says the Mishnah, Keta lishmo v'shelo lishmo. What does it mean that he began the avoda for its own sake, having the right kavana, and then he continued with the wrong kavana? L'shem pesach l'shem shlamim, says the Mishnah, that he began the avoda for the sake of the karban pesach, and he continued it for the sake of the karban shlamim. Shelo lishmo v'lishmo. What does it mean that he started the avoda with the wrong kavana and then he continued it with the right kavana? L'shem shlamim, l'shem pesach, and he started with having the kavana of the karban shlamim, which obviously was wrong, but then he continued having the appropriate kavana for the karban pesach. We said you have to have kavana the entire time for the karban pesach that you're about to bring. Quick review, Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph began by telling us when a karban tamid shall shachar, rather when a karban tamid shall... When a carbon tamid shall be in harbaim, the afternoon carbon tamid was brought every single day. We said on a regular day it was shechted 8.5 hours into the day, and it was brought on the mizbeach 9.5 hours into the day. However, on erev pesach, when there's a carbon pesach that still has to be brought after the carbon tamid shall be in harbaim, so we said that it was going to be shechted 7.5 hours into the day, and it was going to be brought 8.5 hours into the day. Everything moved up 1 hour. And this was true, says the Mishnah, whether the Karban Tamid is being brought both on weekdays or Shabbos. Regardless, even on Shabbos, nothing's being brought in between the morning Karban Tamid and the afternoon Karban Tamid. The time frame would stay the same. However, says the Mishnah, when Erev Pesach fell on Friday and you needed to do the whole process, not only did you need to shecht the Karban Pesach before a Pesach / Shabbos began, but you also needed to roast it and so on before Shabbos began, so they would even move it up an hour, even earlier. So in that case, they would shecht the regular Karban Tamid at 6.5 hours into the day, and they would bring it on the Mizbeach 7.5 hours into the day to give time to roast the Karban Pesach afterwards, when the Karban Pesach would be brought. Now, Perek Hey, Mishnah Beis then discussed bringing the Karban Pesach without the proper kavanah, without the proper intention. We said that if you shecht the Karban Pesach without the proper intention, if you receive the blood, if you bring the blood to the Mizbeach, if you throw it on the Mizbeach without the proper kavanah, even if it's partially good kavanah, partially you have the Karban Shlomim at the beginning and then the Karban Pesach, you have the kavanah first for the Karban Pesach and then the Karban Shlomim, regardless, as the Mishnah, it is pasul. If you have any of the wrong kavanah, then the Karban is completely pasul. It's going to be invalid. It is not going to be allowed to be brought as a Karban Pesach. You have to bring another Karban. Have a great day.